Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 147, Joey Browner plus 100. We're going to have a new sponsor coming on board, Unreal, UNRL. They're so cool. They're independent. An entrepreneur from White Bear Lake. Once upon a time, I spoke in his classroom, and his name's Michael Jordan, and he's built this independent brand for athletes. It's the greatest. You see him with the Vikings. They did a promo with Kirill last year with the Wild. UNRL. You can find them at unreal.co. I'm going to get into the specifics of what they want to market. I just wanted to welcome them into the Pull Tab Sports universe. Unreal. More exciting news on that to come. It is hockey day here in White Bear Lake. I just came home. I went up with a cup of coffee, stood by my buddy GUZ, and watched a flyover as the Warriors spread an American flag on the outdoor rink at White Bear Lake. And a helicopter and a plane flew right over the top of us. It was awesome. And it's such a great time in our community to have this event, this kind of once in a blue moon hockey event. I'll get into some of the fun stories of it. I have learned that mittens keep you warmer than gloves. This is a fact. I had to do a kind of a live commentary on a celebrity game, and I just had gloves. And when I returned to the VIP booth, which I'll get to later, the blood coming back into my hands, I thought I was going to die. It hurt so bad. So you need mittens, not gloves. I'm sure everyone listening to this already knows that, but gloves are no good, even the good ones. Maybe snowmobile gloves work. There was a guy working the door to the entertainment tent just wearing a giant fur coat like he was Ray Lewis or something. It was awesome. He seemed warm. He was about the only one that seemed warm. A couple notes. There's a guy that works at KFAN, Zach Halverson. He's a White Bear guy. We actually did a COVID graduation together, an outlaw graduation back when the world was shut down. We did it in somebody's yard, and we surprised Zach with a diploma because he had a situation when he was in high school, and he was one credit short, and I think that brought a tear to his eye. But we've been bonded since, and he reached out to me, said, I'm doing this celebrity game, and we're going to have two hot mics down in the benches. Would you come down and just kind of riff with me? And typically at a hockey game, you can't hear anything. The sound system is horrible. Even if your kid scores a goal, you can't hear their name. But for whatever reason, maybe it's because it's outside, we got this great setup. And you could crack jokes. And it was like Mystery Science 3000, if you remember that. We were just sitting there like the two old men on the Muppets doing live commentary during the celeb game. We could interview people. Neil Broughton was a coach, the real-life young blood of Minnesota. I got to talk to him, and it was really fun. And so we got to do it for the alumni game, which was actually an alumni tournament. They had four teams. They played each other round-robin style, and then the first place, it wasn't truly a round-robin, they reminded me. The two teams that won played each other, and the two teams that lost played each other for third. They had a ref. Couple just great hockey White Bear moments, three of them. First is the gray team was stacked on White Bear Lake because they felt bad that they had to wear gray. One team was black, one team was orange, one team was white. Those are White Bear Lake's colors. One team had to wear gray, so they made them the best team because they felt bad for them. And they ended up winning the alumni tournament with Mr. Ryan Carter. Not a coincidence. But that is one of the most White Bear Lake things I've ever heard, that they stacked the team because they felt bad that they had to wear gray. Outstanding. Story number two, one of the coolest things I've ever seen in hockey. We're in the alumni game, third place game. All the goalies have the winter hats on their goalie helmets, which you have to do, right? Guy just rips, just whistles a wrister at the goaltender. Hits the top of his helmet, just like a Dude Perfect video where they spin the top of the 2 liter off the bottle. He cut the pom-pom off. It just popped in the air like a Gatorade bottle and fell to the ice. I'm still trying to track down footage of this. If anyone has it, let me know, because that's ready to run around the internet like nothing you've ever seen. I've never seen that before. Lasered off the pom-pom. The other thing, as far as the hockey, it was just we had a ref. So there's a ref in quotes. The guy's name is Stu. He's a roofer. He has a roofing company. And he doesn't have a whistle for the alumni game. He has a harmonica in his pocket, which he blows once. He never calls a penalty. And then he leaves after the first two games and does not come back. So we don't have a ref for the championship or the third place game. He texts me that he's got frostbite. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if he fell into one of the bonfire pits. But a ref with a harmonica, a pom-pom flipping off, and a gray team that everyone felt sorry for. Welcome to Hockey Day, Minnesota, in White Bear Lake. You know, it is a cool thing for your community. You know, it takes a village to put one of these things on, and you know, it starts to get emotional today. It's Saturday. I just went up there to watch the flyover, and the White Bear girls were playing against a pretty stacked Stillwater team, and you know, I found myself, I kind of had to leave because Stillwater started to run away with the game a little bit, and it starts to make you angry. So, man, I hope White Bear beats Hill Murray this afternoon, because it's kind of like raining on your parade, right? You kind of need that validation. Everybody's worked so hard for the White Bear Lake hockey wedding, and you don't want the green and black to come steal the bride and she doesn't make it to the church on time. So I really do hope we win that game. I've heard we're a pretty good squad this year, maybe even favored, you know, rarely. You know, last hockey story, well, not really, but for this section, I saw a parent. I went to my niece's game, game-winning goal, hat trick, no big deal. But before that, saw a championship game, and guy was wearing a hat from White Bear Lake, and it said four more on it. And I said, what's that mean? And he said, well, we were down in this tournament. We were getting smoked, and we were behind by like 6 goals, and you know, or we were behind by 3 at the time. And the parents started yelling, four more, which is a pretty ridiculous thought when you're, you know, in the second period down by 3. And I guess the White Bear team started to come back, and it started to gain some momentum. And they ended up not winning the game. But this mantra of four more, the parents made hats, because that's the psyche of their team. That's their attitude. And I love that positivity. I'm going to get into positivity a lot today, trying to turn the corner on some things in my life. And four more is just such a great message. The best part is they didn't win the game. They didn't even win. They made the hats. Four more, because that's the mentality of that team. I love that so much. It's funny, you know, I know I go up and down on this podcast, and I know when I've been a little too blue, because I'll get a bunch of texts from people like, you doing all right? Catching up on Sunday morning, coming down. You good? But, you know, and I've always flirted with getting a therapist, right? Because I think that's a good thing to do. Most people nowadays, modern people, they have a therapist, someone to talk to about everything. But I got to tell you, I think this podcast is my therapist. So all those people that reach out to me and give me some ideas and send me a text, right? I got this text. There's a guy, I really only see him once a year, basically, at this at this golf tournament, you know. And he just says, hey, Kinger, been catching up on SMCD lately. I can relate to you on a lot of levels. Keep going to the net, keep shooting, and keep your feet moving. Love it, you know? You make the mundane interesting. Keep on rocking. So, like, that means a lot to me. So this, you guys are my therapist. I am laying on a leather couch with, you know, a couple thousand people in the room talking back to me every week. It means a lot. I'm going to do a quick ad read before I get into another interaction I had because of last week. I want to talk about Duke Cannon. There's been some great hair at the hockey day. It's all over the place. I shot some video for the new hockey hair video coming out in March. But if you want to have your hair look good, if you want your hair to be a weapon, check out Duke Cannon Men's Grooming and Hygiene Products. The Wild have it in their locker room. They're the official hair products of the Minnesota Wild. They've got a product called Serious Flow, which is probably all you need to know that that's a great product. Had Brian Bonin on a podcast this week, and he told me he's got the shampoo puck, just because it's a puck probably, and he uses that for his shampoo, and he loves it. So go check out Duke Cannon if you're a guy and you care about your hair, which you should. You can get it at Target. You can get it at DukeCannon.com, C-A-N-N-O-N.com. So another guy reached out to me. He had three things for me. He says, he's a wise elder in this Sunday Morning Coming Down universe. He says, I got three thoughts for you. He said, on the company side, you should have a value system for your business. You should have a stone tablet, something that is what you believe as a business, so you don't live and die with the highs and lows of wins and losses. And, you know, one goes in the bucket, one falls out of the bucket. You had a good day at work, you had a bad day at work. You should do a corporate value document, corporate values document. And it's funny, coming up through Fallon, Pat Fallon and the guys, they wrote a world-class statement about, you know, outsmarting the competition. And they had a value system, which was everything from, you know, family as a business model, seeing risk-taking as a friend. There was a bunch of them. The dignity of the individual. And, you know, I knew that stuff by heart. I never really thought about it, right? And Fallon had good years. We had years where we were the top agency in the world a few times. And then we had some years where we really kind of laggards, you know, we were the people that got left behind. So having that value system did help us, kind of a lighthouse through the forest on the business side. So that was very helpful. I haven't done that yet, but I do want to set up a value system for Pull Tab Sports. And the second thing he said, you should have some goals, like for the year, more immediate goals, maybe a goal for the week. And I told him, you know what, one of my goals is to have you come over to my new house this week and maybe listen to a record and maybe watch a little football, have a cocktail or something, smoke a cigar. So I'm hoping to get him over on Sunday. I'm still trying to track him down, maybe watch that Bengals game. And I do call it a Bengals game because I'm a Joe Burrow guy. I like watching him. If you're going to smoke a cigar and watch football, you might as well watch a guy that's going to smoke a cigar after he wins the football game. That's Mr. Joe Burrow. His third thing is, he said, practice gratitude. And he acknowledged a lot of people say that nowadays, but he just said it, you know, he said, no offense, you got a new house, you're doing fine. You know, you're probably could have more to be thankful for instead of whining and crying every week on your podcast. He didn't say it like that, but so that's a good point. So he said, you know, write down that you're happy your daughter's doing great in a big city with her job. You know, write down that, you know, you've got a new house and starting a new chapter in your life. Write down that you know spent 25 years married, whatever the case may be. So that's a nice advice for all of you out there, and I do appreciate everybody who reaches out to me and makes this a community, not just a podcast. Shifting gears hard, the dog has started eating his own poop. This is something that happens in the winter. I think it's only when it's like so cold that everything is dead. And so they'll go out there and lay down a soft serve cone, and then I think they smell it, and they're dogs, right? So they're like, oh, someone left me a treat, even though they just put it out the other end. And man, it's tough to look your dog in the eye when you catch them eating their own poop. It's like almost when he comes in, it's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. You know, I'm kind of off your train for a while. You know, we're going to need to, time is going to heal here, put some distance on this deal. But, you know, I just saw you flip a poop cigar into your mouth and, you know, you didn't even chew it. You know, I don't know. If anybody else has a dog eating poop and you know how to make that stop, let me know. I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to feed them, you know, jalapenos or sulfur, whatever it takes so that he doesn't do that. Because, I mean, he's a really cute dog, but it's like you take cute and cut it with a little bit of poop eating, it's basically back to zero. So hard turn after that. So, you know, one of the themes for this week is I'm an entrepreneur, and I didn't do that when I was young like a lot of people. I did it when I was in my 40s, and you know, this hockey day, we have a booth, right? And it's kind of a big deal for us. We got this booth. We're staffing it. We're giving away this Kirill Kaprizov art made out of license plates. It's really cool. You know, we're out there. We got stickers and Yetis with our logo on it, and we're meeting people and auctioning things off and giving away hockey hair stuff. And it's been a good feeling. And my business partner and I, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, there's a lot of haters because they pretend to root for you, but they're not actually rooting for you. Because the deal is, you got out of the jail, the searchlights missed you, you crawled under the barbed wire, and you're out in the wilderness. And the real truth is, they want you to get caught by the, what are they, basset hounds? They want you to get caught and brought back because it validates the fact that they never tried to climb over the fence. They never hung the poster of Rita Hayworth and carved a hole in the wall with an old spoon. And even though to your face they're giving you attaboys, deep down inside when you're not around, they're saying, yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I guess he's got some podcasts. I don't know. Looks like a mess. I don't know how he does it, you know. These are the same people when I had the regular job and I was doing stuff on the side that would say, I don't know where he finds the time, right? So they're kind of rooting against you. This is a normal mentality. We have a house now that's has lake access. We're kind of in the second row of White Bear Lake. And the house across the street had an addition put on. We knew this was happening. We actually did our plans based on the addition so that we wouldn't lose our view. But when people see the construction, they'll be walking by the house with their dog, and they'll see us in our yard, and they'll go, oh, looks like they're taking away your view. Could you imagine saying that to someone? Like, you can see that our house is new. We just built it. And then across the street, they got 10 feet of wood coming out the side. And you're just on a walk and you're like, oh, looks like they're taking away your view. A, they're not. But B, I don't know if you're in some douche reality show on Bravo, but you're winning. You just got a ticket to Hollywood. I can't imagine saying that to someone. It's just, but that's kind of the mentality, right? Like, They kind of grin fuck you to your face, but really deep down inside, you know what? Oopsie, they caught him. You know, it looks like Kinger shaved his head and dyed it blonde. They found him in an old church. They're bringing him back to jail. They're bringing the animals back to the zoo. That's what they really want. And so, with my business partner, sometimes you get you can get kind of a chip on your shoulder. You get sort of jaded. You let the negativity get to you. And kind of tied to what I was saying earlier with a new mentality. We had a guy on one of our other podcasts. His name is Casey O'Brien. And he is a five-time cancer survivor. He walked on to the U of M. If you want to listen to this story, and you 1,000% should, go to find Can You Keep a Secret? And it's the Casey O'Brien episode. I'm going to play you a snippet of what this young man has gone through. I think he's like 24 years old. And this is all the stuff that's happened to him. He's beaten cancer. He's survived cancer 5 times. And he currently has it a 6th time. But why don't you hear from himself what's going on with him?
I think people may be listening to the podcast. I mean, obviously, if a guy has 5 notches on his belt for 5 title fights with cancer and is currently doing it again, which we'll get into, that's amazing. But I love this inventory you do where you go, you kind of rattle off all the things that have happened to you and all the pieces that have been changed. Or can you do your, I guess it's the Terminator, Casey O'Brien, yeah. Do your little 40-second, here's the all the crap that I've given up to cancer.
Yeah, so I've had 28 surgeries now. I had my left knee completely replaced when I was 13, so fully metal left knee. Metal rod in my femur, metal rod in my tibia, cadaver bone in my femur because they had to take out like 4 inches of my femur. I have 3 ribs missing. They replaced those with like Gore-Tex plastic and then mesh. So I got a bunch of mesh in my ribs as well. I've spent like 420 nights in the hospital. I've had, you know, 1,000+ stitches. I've done 6 different kinds of chemo. 2 kinds of immunotherapy. I'm basically like a lab rat at this point.
It's
like,
unbelievable.
It's at the point where they, like, when they take out one of my tumors, you know, they, like, sequence it and they look at the DNA and all that, whatever they do, and there's, like, stuff that they can't explain with how, like, my tumors changed over time. And they're at the point where they're like, yeah, we don't have anyone in your, like, data set that's done everything that you've done and had all the different types of treatment and whatnot. So, yeah, you're leading the way on this one.
You're a trailblazer.
So that is just amazing, right? I mean, and I do want you to listen to it because his story is better firsthand. But we asked Casey. He's got this attitude. He's unbelievable how positive he is. And all he's done since he's been in high school, younger than high school, is life has just been kicking this kid in the teeth. And he, I know he has this one phrase he says, like, I don't know, something like wake up, kick ass, repeat was one of his things. But his, I asked him, I said, you know, do you have any bumper stickers? How do you stay positive? What's your deal? If you had a book, what are some of the chapter titles of the book? And he said, you know what? I don't know what the chapter titles are, but I know the title of the book. And the title of the book is Win the Day. Win the Day. Because that's all I'm trying to do. I don't know how many I'm going to have, so I'm going to win the day. And it's funny. So my business partner and I both interviewed this guy on Can You Keep a Secret? And so we both had the same response. We came into work the following Monday, and we're like, you know what? I know some people are shooting arrows in our back and rooting against us, and we're grinding, and you win some, you lose some, but we're going to reorient, you know, we're going to start having more fun, and we're going to start winning the day. We both said the same thing because we had been inspired by Casey. And it kind of has become, it's almost like it starts out as a joke because you might hear your business partner complaining about something. You go, hey, win the day, brother, win the day. But that joke turns into reality because, you know, hey, you want to grab some lunch? Hey, win the day, you know, and you just start, it's energy. It's like sending someone an emoji. You know, it seems sort of silly. It seems unimportant, but it actually makes you feel good. Throw an exclamation point at the end of the sentence, something I used to, like, never want to do, right? So win the day. Check out Casey O'Brien if you get a chance. I'd love it. Hey, before I close this down with a couple random thoughts, couple last sponsors. You know these guys well. I saw Wayne from Joe Mama's. He came down to Stillwater, brought me a couple cases of the salsa. I'll toss a picture of him. He looked like a 90s rock star. He had a black Joe Mama's shirt, which I for sure have to get. Kind of a long sleeve flannel over it and a winter hat. I mean, it was like Ben Affleck with the long sleeve and the short sleeve over it, or maybe Smells Like Teen Spirit. But his new thing now is new sports, lacrosse, youth soccer, baseball teams. Go to joemamas.com/ fundraising, to find out how to spice up your fundraising. That's the thing that matters the most. We had a listener from Cedar Rapids, just call them, Changing the Game. Thank you so much for doing that. They're going to do some sponsorship with some of their teams. So check out that joemamas.com/fundraising. Sell the stuff for $6.50 a pop. Keep $3 of it. Shelf stable. People love it. Your whole town's going to become Jamamaholics. No problem. And if you are watching the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship today on Sunday, check out, it's blue cheese dressing season. So make that buffalo dip. Get out some blue cheese dressing. You can use it. You can mix it with French dressing from Jimmy's and get kind of Midwestern on the whole deal. But this is a family-run company started by a crazy grandpa, third generation, down in Stuartville, Minnesota. They call it Hooterville, Minnesota. Jimmy's Salad Dressings and Dips, blue cheese dressing. That's the time of year. That's the season. It's primetime football. Don't be afraid of the chunky blue cheese dressing from Jimmy's. Don't you be messing with my dressing. All right, finishing up some thoughts. As I was thinking about winning the day, I will admit I was at Lifetime, not a sponsor. Lifetime Athletic Club 100% should become a sponsor. But I saw some old people doing swim aerobics in the pool, and I thought, how cool would it be to be like a 40-year-old person and you just do that? Like, that's a character in a Wes Anderson movie. Bill Murray, you know, a young Bill Murray doing swim aerobics every day, because it would make you feel good. how's that? That sound good in your ear? I probably just blew out your AirPod, just fell into your into the snow after that cough. Sorry about that. You know, winning the day, maybe. Maybe I start water aerobics. Doubt it. But you know what I have started doing is using the steam room. I never used the steam room, really, because I always thought the sauna and the steam room were the same thing, but the steam room had bad visibility. I could never tell who the hell was in there. It always seemed a little creepy. And my biggest fear, I had this happen this week. It didn't all the way happen, but I walked in. I can't tell if anybody's in there. And I'm walking, looking to sit down. And I just don't want to become a steam room shish kebab, right? I don't want to sit on some naked dude's lap. It's like you're playing horseshoes and you don't want to get a ringer. You know what I'm saying? It's dangerous in there. It takes a while for your eyes to adjust. I can't figure out if the top row is hotter than the bottom row. Whatever. No damage so far. I've never sat in anyone's lap yet. But I have done the steam room. I'm kind of getting into that. I will finish with a drinking story. A couple hockey stories. One is I've got this Kirill Kaprizov license plate art. By the way, follow us on pulltabsports.com on Instagram, and you know, maybe you'll win it. We're going to pick from the new followers. So I'll put a picture of it on Pulltab Sports on Instagram. But give us a follow. That's the easiest way you could support us. I can't believe I've actually never asked anyone listening to this to follow Pulltab Sports on Instagram, so shame on me. But go ahead and follow that Kirill, and maybe you can win it. But I get to bring him home every night from hockey day, and it's like the greatest thing. It's like he's in the car with me. You know, I'm kind of carrying Kirill to the car. I feel like he should be in a rear-facing car seat. It's really brought me and the Russian baby closer. I'm considering building a nativity scene or a manger in the home here. I'm maybe going to feed him some milk tomorrow, do the airplane. So Kirill is safe with me until one of you wins it by following Pulltab Sports on Instagram. But my final story is a drinking story. I've been very well behaved so far at hockey day because it's like attending your own wedding. There's so many things going on. I got a microphone in my hand half the time. You know, it's been great, but it's kind of like you're working. Got a booth. But Monday night, our beer league got to skate. Our Tuesday night beer league got to skate for an hour on Monday night on the outdoor rink. And something happened. A puck went up in the air, 50-50 puck. Defenseman went up to play it. It kind of bounced off. He went the other way. I got through on a breakaway. I did not lose the puck instantly, which usually happens. And I actually went in on the breakaway, dropped my shoulder, and scored a breakaway goal outside. And I remember saying to the guy who runs the hockey, you know, what's an outdoor goal at Hockey Day worth compared to a Cougar Cup goal or a regular Tuesday night hockey goal? And I think he said 500-1. I mean, it's like it'll never happen again. There won't be another Hockey Day in White Bear in our lifetime. And so I scored. I was ecstatic. I was euphoric. And then after the game, you get to sit in these trailers, which are basically the Yellowstone bunkhouse. So all your boys are in these trailers, essentially like RVs, and you're getting undressed. You're having some barley pops, passing around some libations, and I just had so much fun. I was so happy. So let's just say I had my Hockey Day Minnesota on a Monday, and I really had a Hockey Day Minnesota. I did get up the next day and go to Seattle and ran a commercial shoot, essentially. So I'm a professional, but I gave it all on Monday night, got a goal. It was great. I hope you're all doing well. Win the day. I'm going to try to be a little more positive for you. It's still going to be a roller coaster ride, right? You're going to have to put your hands up from time to time. I'm going to finish with a song that's been giving me a lot of joy about the Angel Band. This Tyler Childers, he's in the Zach Bryan world of the New Outlaws, and this is a special song. I think it's a perfect song for Sunday morning coming down. I hope you feel it. I hope you feel that jubilee, feel that hallelujah. Love you guys. Get it.
It's a little